here from RKGGF Studios here on the Mighty 690. I'm Sam Speck, joined in studio, not by Sheriff Bobby Dirks this morning. Couldn't make it, but he sends another member of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. It's Detective Chad Dunham. Chad, good morning. Good to meet you and glad
to have
you in here.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I don't think you and I have had the opportunity to have an interview together, but I've heard many things about you, Detective Dunham, from both Matt, Sheriff Bobby Dirks, as well as, again, working with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. You guys have a lot of things come across your table, especially at this time of the year, and I think that's probably a good way to start. At this time of the year, you know, it's great. It's great for deer hunters. You know, they love it. They go out in season. They can go out and get a big buck, but also that big buck may be running across the road at times that, you know, are unknowing of, whether it's at night, during the day. But really right now, it sounds like you guys are getting quite a few of those incidents.
Yeah, Sam, right now, this time of year, between October through January, is peak season for hitting deer. Seems like we're getting 2 to 3 calls a day.
Oh, wow.
Where people are hitting deer. They're in what's called rut, and so the bucks aren't paying any attention to what they're doing, and they're just running across the road. Some of the things that we tell people, you know, never drive distracted. I mean, that's a good idea for always, you know, put your cell phone down, don't mess with your radio. If you're having a conversation, you know, keep your eyes on the road. If you can use a hands-free device, if you feel like you have to talk on the phone, use a hands-free device to do that. A lot of cars are equipped with it now. Other things, keep your windshield clean so you can see everything that's up ahead of you. And at night, don't be lazy. If you got an opportunity to use your high beams, use them, because you'll be able to see the deer a lot quicker. And also, if you obey that speed limit, it gives you plenty of time. You know, the speed limits are in place for a reason, not just because somebody decided to put a number on the side of the road. If you're going the speed limit, with the size of the road, you should be able to stop in plenty of time as long as you're paying attention. Now, there are incidents where the deer just come up out of the ditch and you don't see them, and those things can't be avoided, but there are things we can do to prepare ourselves to be better equipped to handle it.
Yeah, and you had mentioned as well making sure that the windshield is clean. Now, that's a good step as well, but now here in, you know, the wintering months as well, it's probably pretty important to take that extra minute to make sure the ice and everything is scraped off of your windshield for that extra visibility.
Sure. You know, people get in a hurry in the mornings. They scrape a hole about the size of a license plate and head out.
I can see straight.
Yeah, head out the way, you know. Get that windshield clean, because that's important. Not just, you know, and we're not just talking about deer here. I mean, you got this time of year, you know, you got kids walking to school and to and from school. You got a lot of people out trying to work off those holiday calories out walking the streets and the roads. So, you know, it's always important to do your best to keep your vehicle in maintenance up so that you can be prepared, you know, make sure your brakes are working well and everything, so you can stop quickly and you can see things. I mean, it's not just the law. I mean, and there's a reason behind it all.
Yeah. Yeah. And you made a good point as well, as obviously, you know, the speed limit signs are there for a reason, whatever it may be. If it's only a 2-lane road and it's rather shallow, then you're obviously not going to get up over 60 or 65. You know, there's more than just reasonings of it being a heavily populated area, because most people that see a speed limit, they're like, oh, it's 25, must be a neighborhood here. No, there might be some other factor that comes into that. And for an example, you know, I take Turkey Farm Road all the way home to get, and probably you may as well. You've taken that route many times to get up to the sheriff's office from here to and from. And that road right there in particular, it's not well lit. There is, I don't think, any light basically from once you pass Deering until you hit Independence, besides maybe that by the church there. But it's not well lit, and you're right. The speed limit is something that people overlook, and if you kind of hang around that speed limit, stay a little bit more extra vigilant of the shoulders, you know, circumstances permitting, obviously, if one jumps out in front of your car, there's nothing that you can do about it. But you're right, you should have enough time to stop, and that applies really to all of traffic. You know, you can't be too close to somebody, you can't be speeding, because it disallows your chance for reaction.
Sam, that brought out another thought. You know, if a deer does jump out in front of you and there's nothing that you can do, you know, maintain your lane and hit the brakes and brace for impact. Do not, you know, take it to the ditch.
Yep.
You know, that's only going to lead to something worse. So just, you know, sometimes it's inevitable, but you have to consciously think about it now, so that when it does happen, you're prepared. You know, if a deer does jump out directly in front of me and I don't have time to stop, just hit the brakes, brace for impact. Don't take it to the ditch. Don't take it to another lane because you may hit another car. It could be way more catastrophic than it needs to be.
Yeah, you're right on that. You know, one example, I guess, my mom is an animal lover. She sees a squirrel crossing the street and drastically changes lanes or, you know, moves over and makes sure not to hit the animal, whatever it may be. Now, you know, you're right. A deer is a little daunting to come out in front of you. It's going to make some damage, no doubt about. But you're right. It's probably safer in best case scenario to kind of keep true. And like you said, just brace for impact with that. Not nothing that you can do a whole lot with it. So with that, basically, maybe what's kind of your biggest piece of advice? Is it more just paying attention, just being vigilant on the road when it comes to this season?
I really think, you know, just all the factors that we talked about, speed, keeping your vehicle ready, and then thinking about it before you leave. And you know, distracted driving has become more dangerous than drinking and driving statistically. You know, people with cell phones in their hands, put your cell phone down. There's not a message that cannot wait.
Yeah, and you make a good point with that. You're right. It doesn't matter what you're trying to get to the next person. It can wait. It can wait. And if it can't, then pull yourself over
exactly. And
make the transaction in that sort of way. So, again, speaking with Detective Chad Dunham this morning from the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, talking a little bit of deer season. Certainly a lot of fun for all of the hunters out there, but certainly could be bad news for your front bumper in a lot of cases there. So, keep an eye out. Just be a little bit vigilant. And with that as well, probably the last note here before we move on to our next topic, you know, with your bright lights and things like that, like you said, don't be afraid to use your high beams. You need to kind of prepare for the deer a little bit beforehand, before it even runs out. It may be 20, 30 feet into the shoulder, but you should start to prepare well before.
Oh, absolutely. You know, if you see deer up ahead, you see eyeballs sometimes at night, that's all you can see. Slow down, you know, be cautious. A lot of these wrecks cannot be avoided, but a lot of them can.
Yep.
If we just pay attention to what we're doing.
Yep, and, you know, like I had mentioned, you see it down the road, whether it's 100 yards, 200 yards, a mile down the road, there's some deer on the shoulder. You know, just take your foot off the gas pedal, hang it around the brake pedal, and maybe save yourself an insurance claim, no doubt about. So, well, it is past Thanksgiving now. It's holiday shopping season. With that comes a rise in spending and also a rise in taking. Sounds like you guys are having a problem with burglaries here in these last couple of weeks.
There have been a few burglaries recently. We've had a little uptick, which is pretty typical for this time of year. Some of the things that, you know, we'd like to remind people, they're going out shopping, spending a lot of money. Sometimes you don't want to, you know, I'm guilty of buy something for the wife and then I get home and I don't want to walk in the house with it. So I'd leave it in the vehicle and maybe overnight. If you do that, you know, make sure your vehicle is secured, or if you can put it in a trunk, put it in a trunk, lock the doors. If you can cover it up, cover it up. The best thing to do is to get it out of the vehicle. Don't leave anything valuable in your vehicle, because vehicles are a lot easier to burglarize than a house. it's not unusual. For a vehicle to be not paid attention to for several hours.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to do that with your house necessarily. So if you can take it in the house, take it in the house. The other thing, once you get it in the house, just a good rule of thumb is always make sure your windows and doors are all locked at all times when you are home or when you are not home. Most of the burglaries that we have, you know, the burglars want to be there when you're not there. We don't see a lot of home invasions where people are home. So when you're gone, make sure those doors are locked. If you're going to be gone overnight, leave a light on in the house. Maybe leave your TV on. Also, motion detector lights outside. And, of course, if you can have a home alarm system, that's the best deterrent, or a dog of some sort. A burglar is going to take the path of least resistance. You know, if they go to a house and it has a sign in the yard that says security alarm, they walk up and there's lights that come on with motion detectors or a dog barking, they're going to move on. That's the path of most resistance. Why would you want to do that when right down the road there's somebody who hasn't paid attention to any of these rules and leaves their front door open and doesn't have a dog, doesn't have any lights, doesn't have a security system? You know, it would be an easy mark, as they say.
Yeah, yeah. And I've spoken with police chief here of Coffeyville, Quinn Bromley, on the matter. And you're right. You know, it comes down to convenience, and it comes down to them being quick. Can they get in, get out, get what they need within a matter of moments? And there's subtle things that you can do to kind of extend that. You're right, like a motion light or just a well-lit porch in general, to have that light there. To have, you know, whether it's a security system or a camera, even a fake camera, you know, just putting something up in the corner that makes it look like there's a camera there will deter people away, drastically. Now, a good thing too, as well, you know, criminals as lazy and as, you know, deceiving as much as you want to call them, as whatever, they can be pretty smart too, because they look at your trash sometimes and they see those big boxes inside trash bins and recycling bins. And really, you don't necessarily want to dispose of maybe a 55-inch flat screen right on your front lawn.
Right. We talked about that a little bit before we went on air. And a lot of times, you know, someone will get a 55, 60-inch TV, go be real proud of it, set it up on their mantle, and take the box and set it out on the curb. And then that's the calling card, you know, for, hey, guess who's got a new TV? you know, we talked about putting the box in the garage or tearing it up into small pieces and putting it in a trash bag and putting it in the receptacle. I mean, it could be not just TVs. It could be anything, you know. Even children's big car toys, you know, the battery-powered toys, you know, those things are pretty popular things, and you know, everybody wants their kid to have one, and a burglar would gladly take that. Power tools.
Oh yeah.
Power tools is a big one. And then the other thing that we see is very valuable to burglars are firearms. So if you have firearms, you know, a good rule of thumb is to keep them locked up away from your children, especially if you have children anyway. I know everybody says, well, I can't get to it if it's locked up. There's convenient ways that you can get to it quickly if you need to, and still keep it locked up or keep it out of sight and out of mind.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. It's usually like we were saying, quick grabs, quick money, or you know, a firearm goes a long ways in the head of a criminal, whatever it may be. If they use it themselves, sell it off, I don't know, but it's you know, it's certainly one of those high areas with that. So again, speaking with Detective Chad Dunham here this morning with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, we've got a couple minutes here till we head to the top, or excuse me, to the bottom of the hour. Just giving you a little bit of advice on these burglaries here, and coming up to the holiday season, probably what's I don't know, just a list of four or five things that you can do to make your house a little less suspect and a little less enticing, I guess, if you will, more of a target there. What are about four or five things that you can do to avoid that?
You know, the motion detector lights are great. Those are really good. If you could have bushes, you know, outside of windows that make it harder for someone to get into a window, or trees, make sure your windows are locked. A lot of people will lock their doors but not ever check their windows. Windows are easily pried up if they're not locked. And they're usually away from the main roads and out of sight. So they may be a much better option for a burglar to get in. keeping your car locked and keeping valuables outside of your car. Keep them in the house or locked up in the trunk. Security systems are the best, you know, especially the ones that automatically dial the sheriff's office or the police station. Those are all good things. Cameras are great. We've made a lot, you know, with the technology of today, we have made a lot of arrests based on camera footage. So those things are really, really handy. And I know that they're expensive, but if you look at the cost of a camera, you know, a couple hundred dollars versus losing your brand new TV or your shotgun or yeah, some vintage thing you have. Also, medication, you know, we buy things with insurance, and then you know, you get 90 pills and someone wants to burglarize your house and take those 90 pills. Well, the insurance isn't going to pay for them again. So they might have only cost you $20 the first time. They may cost you upwards of $1,000, $2,000 the next time. So, you know, medications are a very important thing to keep put away, hidden. You know, you got those pill boxes you can set out for 7 days. Fill those up and hide the rest. You know, just leave them in your windowsill is not a good idea. That window can be broken easily, and those pills will be gone before you know it, and then you're out a couple thousand dollars.
Yep. Good stuff, good stuff. Talking a little bit of advice coming up here for holiday season, no doubt about, and burglaries, as well as just staying a little bit more vigilant on the roads with the deer running back and forth a little bit more. Again, Detective Chad Dunham here this morning out of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. Chad, any final notes that you wanted to get out to our listeners here this morning?
Just appreciate you having us. Sheriff Dirks is out deer hunting.
How about that? Yeah. Maybe take a few off the road for us.
He does this every year. You know, he makes it his annual event is deer hunting. He's an avid hunter and fisherman. So I appreciate you letting me come in and fill in for him.
Hey, anytime. It was good stuff, and I'm sure our listeners appreciated the little bit of advice that you gave them. Again, our trip around the Thin Blue Line this morning with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, Detective Chad Dunham. Chad, thanks so much. Good to meet you, my man. You have a good rest of your day.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.